HVAC business startup costs and funding. Realistic startup cost ranges for a one truck HVAC business. Truck, tools, recovery machine, gauges, insurance, software, plus bootstrapping VS, SBA and equipment loans, and how to keep it lean. From the Launch My HVAC knowledge base. What it is. This is the real bill for getting your truck on the road and your business legal, plus an honest look at where the money comes from. Two buckets matter: the one-time startup costs, the van, the gear, the legal setup, and the working capital you need to survive the gap before steady income shows up. Most people only budget the first bucket and get blindsided by the second. This article lays out both, with rough numbers, and walks the funding options from cheapest to most expensive. Why it matters. Undercapitalization. Starting without enough money to reach steady cash flow is one of the top reasons new HVAC shops fold in year one. It's not that the owner couldn't do the work, it's that they ran out of cash before the business could carry itself. Knowing the real number up front lets you either save it, finance it smartly, or scale your launch down to what you can actually fund. Going in blind and hoping the phone rings before the money runs out is how good techs end up back working for somebody else. How to do it step by step. Price your one-time startup costs. The big ticket items for a service and repair shop. Vehicle. The single biggest line for most people. A used work van can run from a few thousand for a high mileage starter to $30,000 plus for something newer. A wrap and shelving add more. If you already own a usable truck, you just saved your biggest expense. Refrigerant gear. Recovery machine. Recovery tanks. Vacuum pump, micron gauge, and a good manifold or digital gauges. Figure roughly $1,500, $3,000 for a solid set of this. More if you buy premium. Diagnostic tools, plant meter, multimeter, combustion analyzer, manometer, thermometers, leak detector. A combustion analyzer alone can be several hundred to over $1,000. Hand tools and consumables. You probably own most hand tools already. Add nitrogen and regulator, brazing setup, and a starter stock of common parts. Capacitors, contactors, motors, igniters, fuses, legal and admin, entity filing, license and exam fees, bond premium, and your first insurance premium CHRAC contractor license, bonding and insurance for those ranges. Software and phone, a simple invoicing / field service app, a business phone line, and basic accounting, often $50, $200 a month combined to start. Budget working capital. The part people forget. Beyond the gear, you need cash to live on and to float the business while receivables come in. Plan for several months of your personal living expenses plus a buffer for slow weeks, fuel, and parts you front before you get paid. This is frequently as large as your equipment budget, and it's what keeps you from panic pricing. Total it honestly. A lean one-truck startup, where you already own a usable vehicle, commonly lands somewhere in the low to mid five figures all in. If you're buying and outfitting a van, it climbs from there. Build your own line item list. Don't trust a round number off the internet, including this one. Choose your funding source. Cheapest to most expensive. Bootstrapping your own cash. No interest, no lender, no risk to your credit, and it forces discipline. The downside is it caps how fast you can scale and how much cushion you have. Most successful small shops start here. Equipment financing. A loan or lease tied to a specific asset like the van or a big tool, secured by that asset. Often easier to qualify for than a general loan, because the equipment is collateral. Good for spreading the cost of the truck without draining your cash reserve. SBA loans. Government-backed small business loans through a bank. Better rates and terms than most conventional small business lending, but real paperwork, a solid personal credit requirement, often a business plan, and weeks to fund. Worth it for a larger, more ambitious launch. Overkill for a bare one-truck start. Business line of credit / business credit card. Useful for short-term gaps and floating parts, not for funding the whole startup. Carry a balance and the interest eats you alive. What to avoid? High interest fast cash merchant advances and maxing personal credit cards. The cost of that money can sink a thin margin shop fast. What it costs? Pulling it together as illustrative ranges. Truck used, if not already owned, a few thousand to $30,000 plus wrap and shelving. Refrigerant plus diagnostic gear, roughly $3,000, $6,000 for a complete, decent kit if you're starting from little. Legal, license, bond, first insurance, a few hundred to a few thousand, depending on state. Software / phone, about $50, $200 / month. Working capital cushion, several months of personal expenses plus a job float buffer, often the equal of the equipment. A tech who already owns a serviceable van and most hand tools can sometimes launch lean for well under $10,000 plus living expense runway. Starting from scratch with a purchased, wrapped van pushes the all-in number into the tens of thousands. Common mistakes: budgeting the gear but not the runway. The classic killer: you buy the perfect van and recovery machine, then discover you have nothing to live on while the phone warms up. Buying everything at once: you don't need every specialty tool day one. Buy what the next job requires and let revenue fund the nice-to-haves. Financing depreciating tools at high interest: a loan on a van makes sense, a high-rate credit card balance on consumables does not. Overborrowing on an SBA loan for a tiny start: taking on a big loan you have to service before you have customers adds pressure you don't need. Ignoring the monthly recurring costs: insurance, software, phone, and fuel are ongoing. They have to be covered by margin every month, not just at launch. Tips and gotchas: start lean and let the business fund its own growth. The shops that survive usually launch with the minimum to do good work, then reinvest profit into better tools, a second tank, eventually a second truck. Buying everything up front on credit just moves your break even further out. Buy quality where it's a safety or reliability item, used where it isn't. A reliable recovery machine and a trustworthy combustion analyzer are worth real money. A slightly older van or used shelving is fine. Don't blow the budget chasing brand new everything. Keep your working capital separate in your head from your equipment budget. They're two different jobs. Spending your runway on a fancier truck is how a well-equipped shop goes broke. Track every startup dollar from the start. Many of these costs are deductible or depreciable, and a clean record from day one makes tax season and any future loan application far easier. See business banking and bookkeeping basics for HVAC. Bottom line: a one-truck HVAC startup is two budgets. The gear and legal setup often load a mid five figures, much less if you already own the van and the working capital runway to survive until cash flow steadies, and the second is the one that sinks people. Bootstrap with your own cash when you can, use equipment financing to spread the truck without draining reserves, and save SBA loans for a bigger, planned launch. Start lean, buy what the next job needs, keep a real cushion, and let profit fund the rest. Undercapitalization kills more good techs than bad workmanship ever will.